podcast stuff.
Welcome to episode 20 of season 4. I'm Twisted Cat.
I'm Patch.
I'm Batman.
I'm not here.
We just saw The Warning.
Again.
In the glass house, at the glass house in Pomona.
Which should tell you how much we love The Warning.
Right?
Because fuck the glass house in Pomona.
Also, apparently, their first headline show.
Oh, that's cool.
As far as they said on stage a number of times.
Nice. That's fantastic. We've now seen them do several firsts. We saw the first night they ever sang a song in Spanish on stage.
Right.
Which they did 4 tonight.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, their first headline show.
Very cool.
That's pretty exciting.
And they were fantastic, as always.
Yes. Great energy.
They did have an opening band, however.
Yes.
By the name
Wilt.
Who are from Los Angeles. Female-fronted.
Chelsea was lovely. And the rest of the band was great. I was doing research on dinner during their entire set. But I heard it all, and they were lovely. They're a good young band, and I hope to see them again.
Yeah, they have some kinks to iron out, but that's fine, you know. Yeah, all of the basics were there for sure.
Yeah, they were a basic kind of, you know, kind of a pop rock more than like.
Yeah, they weren't hard. As hard.
They
for
weren't.
Sure.
They were definitely not as hard. A lot more pop feel to it, and you know they're. They played us the first song that they ever wrote, which was 2 years ago. So
which should tell you something right there.
That says it right there. I mean, I think they need some polish and, you know, a couple more years under their belt of doing this so that it's a little bit less like, okay, I'm going to go over here, I'm going to do this dance move to this thing, and I'm going to come over here, I'm going to do this. She wasn't feeling the music. She was doing the show that she's taught herself to do, which is what I kind of saw. Some point.
Well, like I said, all of the basics were there,
and
I look forward to seeing them ripen. Is that the right word? I don't know.
Totally the right word.
Okay. Totally right word.
So
rock and roll definitely gets ripe.
What are you trying to say, man?
So the glass house.
Fuck the glass house. I have never liked this venue. I've been coming to this venue for 30 years and I hate it.
And yet we keep coming back.
I mean, I used to like it when I was in my 20s and they were doing a bunch of ska shows because that's where you went for ska shows. And, like, of shitty ska show venues, it ain't bad.
Yes. Of the venues that I was going to in my 20s...
It ain't bad.
It was definitely one of the nicer ones. Yeah. I still hated it.
You also lived out here in your 20s, so it wasn't a trek.
Yeah.
But they do have some good acts coming through occasionally, and so we find ourselves trekking out here.
They have good booking.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. It's a nice size venue.
They just need a better ADA seating for one. It's too limited.
Realize that their clientele is aging.
Yeah, the amount of, like, walkers and wheelchairs I saw tonight and canes.
Right.
I'm like, you guys need a bigger ADA section.
You need more than 4 people worth of ADA.
Yeah. At least for the selector, they had, like, 6 people worth.
Yeah.
But still, it was not okay.
I'm tempted to like, report them.
The 40 of us were...
Yeah. So, but yeah, The Warning was awesome. I'm excited to see them again on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to see them again on Saturday.
With Seether.
See them in like what, that 5 days?
Yeah, today's Tuesday.
So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah.
Next venue's a sit-down venue, right?
What are we seeing next? You're not, yes, the one on Saturday, which is the next one you're coming to. Yes, it is a sit-down venue. We have seats.
Yay.
Like real people seats.
In
fact, they're ADA seats. So, but everybody gets seats. So,
good.
And Batman and I are going on Thursday to see Snotty Nose Res Kids.
Yeah.
Yay.
Way to out me, man. Way to dox me there.
So many times. Nobody can ever call you Batman.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
I don't care.
That's fine. She didn't finish.
Yeah. I mean, she could have been saying Ranger Batman. Ranger Batman.
But anyways, yes, at the Echo, Snotty Nose Res Kids.
One of these days I'll actually go with you to see them.
They're really good.
I don't doubt it.
They're so awesome. I mean, any hip-hop group that their primary audience is usually powwows?
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep wanting to go.
Yeah, they only play standing room only places. So
the last show we saw of theirs, when, you know, one of the two guys comes down into, you know, he's getting a pit going. And I'm watching and I'm like, he's getting a circle pit going here, but he's fancy dancing.
Nice.
He is not just like, no,
pardon the train. Hold on, wait.
Get on the train!
I may need to edit this part out.
No, don't get on that train.
Chugga, chugga, toot, toot. It's up group. It might be going for a while, I don't know.
It's going to Big Mark Candy Mountain.
Anyway, the horn is done,
it's
so.
Danger.
Alright.
We're back.
So you were saying about
circle pit,
fancy dancing. He's doing, you know, a Native American dance around the thing as people are like starting a circle pit out there. It was good.
I like the music. I used to have crushes on the boys that won the fancy dance.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, going to see them is one of those shows where I feel very, very Anglo.
Yeah.
Who are very, very
I understand that, but most of the time it is not so loud to me, and I understand that that's a point of privilege.
I feel like I look Anglo at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because other than that, I'm like, I recognize that. I've done that. I've been to powwows. I have... Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm Schrodinger's white, but I'm still...
Yeah. I mean, if there's any part of me that is not white, that is the not white part of me.
Right.
The rest is Irish. So, like, what are you going to do?
But anyway, so looking forward... Right.
I'll drink to that.
Looking forward to that show. And then after that, we have...
The next day after Sheether.
We have Breaking Benjamin and Daughtry with fucking Stained.
Oh, Daughtry. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
It's just been on the calendar forever as BB, etc. So I had no idea who else we were going to see.
Yeah.
Shorthand initials.
Sorry.
By 2 days after that.
We're seeing Judas Priest and Sabaton.
Sabaton.
So,
and a lot of shows this week.
Yeah.
My feet already hurt.
And then there's a break. For quite some time.
A good long break. I think that might be the end of this year, at least for me.
We've got a show in December.
We still have the Summer of
Ska in December.
Oh.
Fishbone and Bite Me Bambi.
Cheese sticks!
But I believe that will start the new season because 24, 25 is enough, really. So.
Yeah.
All right.
The Warning. They're awesome. You've heard us talk about them before.
Please go see them.
Go see them. Buy their music. Album. It's awesome. They're really good. And they're only getting better.
Yeah.
Oh, you posted that thing recently. They did...
Oh, yeah, with a band...
Bandmaid. Which is another band that you're all sleeping on.
Seriously.
It's another Japanese female metal band.
Justin Maid's outfits, hence Bandmaid.
Yeah. They're
so good.
Phenomenal.
They're so good.
And they do a collaboration with The Warning, with all seven of them on stage, eight of them on stage.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
So good.
Right.
I'll put YouTube the link it.
In the description.
Yeah.
In the description.
Yeah.
Link
in the description.
Listen to us. Don't we sound all professional.
So if you've gotten this far in the podcast, you can already have seen that link to click.
Yeah.
Both of you.
I think there's at least three.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. All right. So I've been Twisted Cat.
And I've been Patch.
I'm Batman.
I'm not here.
Get in the van!
We're doing podcast stuff!